Parshas Shmini. In the beginning of this week's parsha, Vayi Bayim Hashmini, this is the eighth day following the 7 days of Miluim. And we finally reached the great day of the inauguration and the consecration of the Mishkan, the Chanukah Habayis. Vayi Bayim Hashmini, and it came indeed to the eighth day. And the celebration, the ceremony of the Chanukah Habayis essentially was a celebration in which there were makriv korbonis. Which particular korbonis? Ve'al b'nei Yisrael tedaber lemer. And you should speak to Klal Yisrael and say the following. K'chu se'ir izim l'chatos. You should take a goat, which will be a korban as a chatos. In addition, you should also take the egel. You should also take an egel, a calf, two korbanos, both a seir izim and also an egel. What were the significance of these two korbanos? So Chazal tell us, this is quoted by the Ramban, it's a Teiras Koyanim, and the Ramban says as follows. These two korbanos were both being brought as an atonement. The Mishkan is, of course, the mokim of Kapora, L'chaper bo al kol avonei seinu. We talk about in the upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach, at the end of Dayenu, we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us into Eretz Yisrael and build the Beis HaMikdash l'chaper bo, in order to act as an atonement for us. So indeed, upon the consecration of the Mishkan, there was a ceremony of Kapara. And these two korbanos, says the Ramban in the name of the Teiras Kohenim, corresponded and were acting as an atonement for two different averes. Which ones in particular? Says the Ramban, that the Seir Izim, the goat, is of course reminiscent of the fact that the brothers, when they sold Yosef, they dipped his coat in the blood of Seir Izim. Such that the goat that was now being brought as a kapara is specifically a kapara for the avera of the Mechiras Yosef. That's avera number one. The eagle that was being brought now, well, that's obvious. That was a kapara indeed for the Maisa eagle. Such that the Ramban concludes, Yovoi Seir, let the goat come along v'yechaper al Maisa Seir. The goat should come and act as an atonement for the Maisa of the goat. Yovoi eagle v'yechaper al Maisa eagle. So these two korbanos clearly have much significance. And that's why they needed to in fact bring a kapora. As we mentioned, the Beis HaMikdash is all about kapora. But for which two particular averas, the Mechiras Yosef and the Chet HaEgel. And what we need to try and understand is, indeed these averas were very significant, both the Mechiras Yosef and the Chet HaEgel. But why was it indeed these two averas in particular that warranted a kapora on the opening day, the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash? So what I'd like to share with you tonight is essentially a theme that I saw, and in fact we've mentioned a few years ago, in the Sefer Matnas Chaim by the Mashkiach, Matis Yol Solomon, Shiarech Yomim Vishonim. He was my Mashkiach, my father's Mashkiach in the Yeshiva in Gateshead, now of course in Lakewood. And he has a number of Sforim called Matnas Chaim on different Inyonim, but one of the Sforim talks about Moyadim, the Yomim Tovim. And much of what we're going to quote now comes from his Sefer, an amazing Maimer in the Chelek that deals with Pesach. And I think that in light of his discussion there, we will have an understanding of the significance of these two Averas and why it was necessary to bring a Kapora on the Yom Chanukas HaMishkon. We know that the Beis HaMikdosh, the second Beis HaMikdosh, which still has not yet been rebuilt in our time, was destroyed despite the fact that Klal Yisrael were being Shomer Torah mitzvahs. But as we know, Chazal teach us that it was Nechrav, destroyed because of the Avera of Sinas Chinom, widely translated as baseless hatred. It is obvious, therefore, the Chofetz Chaim writes this clearly, that the tikkun to bring back the Beis HaMikdosh must be a tikkun in the Avera of Sinas Chinom. And in fact, Chazal famously tell us that in any generation in which the Beis HaMikdosh has not been rebuilt, it is tantamount to in fact being destroyed in that generation. Meaning, the very Avera that brought about the initial Churban HaBayis is clearly still with us. Were it not to be still with us, then indeed the Beis HaMikdosh would have been rebuilt. So the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshen, it's an incredible thing. Imagine you'd get an email one day. This is not the Moshel of the Chofetz Chaim, but in our terminology, imagine you'd get an email, exciting crowdfunding matching campaign. So you'd say, no, fifth one of the day. But then all of a sudden, something would capture your attention and it says, a matching campaign to build the third Beis HaMikdosh. Any donation that you give will be quadrupled, and we're just trying to raise the small amount of $50 billion within 1 hour. And that will be necessary to build the Beis HaMikdosh. You can be rest assured the money would be raised in a minute. Who wouldn't want to partake in this terrific opportunity to build the Beis HaMikdosh, whatever the price? We would give away the shirt off our back in order to reach our target of $50 billion in order to bring the Beis HaMikdosh. Says the Chofetz Chaim, no matching campaign is necessary. No fundraisers are necessary. What will bring back the Beis HaMikdosh is to be mesaken the Avera of Sinas Chinom. That's what's necessary. And if that's what's necessary, as keen as we would be to partake in a fundraiser to build the Beis HaMikdosh, why would we be less moved to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh when it's biyodayim shalonu, it's in our hands? The way to do so is by being mesaken the chet of Sinas Chinom. In less than a month, to be specific, 3 weeks tomorrow night, we will all, Be'ezus Hashem, be sitting round the Seder table. And before we even begin Magid, in the Holach Ma'anya, we say the following words. Hoshata Hocha. This year, we are still here in Golos. But Lashona Habo B'Yerushalayim. This is, of course, a tefillah that we hope that next year we will be in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. Rav Matisyahu in his Sefer asks a fascinating question. If indeed we begin the Leil HaSeder by declaring and by davening our deep-felt tefillah that we should be zeicha all to be in Yerushalayim and see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdosh, we've just said that the Beis HaMikdosh can only be restored and rebuilt if indeed we are mesakein the trait of Sinas Chinom. Why indeed, the question is asked, is there therefore no mention of this or remez throughout the Leil HaSeder? We know that every part of the Leil HaSeder is laden with meaning. Whether the mitzvahs min HaTorah, the mitzvahs min Derabbanan, or the Minhagim, every aspect of the Leil HaSeder is rich in meaning and in content. So why this significant inyan? If we're beginning, we're celebrating our geula, looking forward to the ultimate geula, wouldn't it be appropriate to make a mention of the fact that we're still in galus, because we clearly have not yet been masakein the inyan of sinas chinam? Why is there no hint to this inyan throughout the Leil HaSeder? This is the question posed by Matisyo in his Sefer Matnas Chaim. And in order to answer it, he quotes a phenomenal yesoid from the Ben Ish Chai. I've subsequently seen that this is written also in the Sefer Maisei Hashem, but the Ben Ish Chai says the most incredible yesoid. During the Leil HaSeder, we know that we dip twice. There are two dippings. There is, of course, the karpas, which we dip in the salt water, and later on in the evening, we dip the moroir into the charoses. This is very clearly a significant aspect of the Leil HaSeder. It's so significant that it gets a mention, of course, in the four questions. Shebechol ha-leilois, we do not have to dip. And it comes to the Leil HaSeder, we dip twice. Says the Ben Ish Chai, listen carefully to this yesoid. Do you know what the significance of dipping is? Because the galus all began when the brothers sold Yosef, and it says in the Torah, vayitbelu, and they dipped es hakutaynes bedam. They dipped. It all began with a tvila. They all began with a dipping. When they dipped the coat in the dam, and that precipitated the mechirat Yosef, and Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, and ultimately the brothers following him, and in turn, all of Klal Yisrael. So all of Golos Mitzrayim, how did it all begin? It all began with a dipping. Says the Ben Ish Chai, but it finished also with a dipping. The Geula, precipitated by the Korban Pesach, what does it say with regard to the Korban Pesach in Parashas Boy? V'lokachtem agudas ezoiv. You shall take a bundle of hyssop, v'tovaltem bodam, and you should dip it into the blood. The blood, of course, of the Korban Pesach. The double dipping, says the Ben Ish Chai on the Leil HaSeder, corresponds to the dipping which brought about the Golos and the dipping that brought about the Geula. Those are the two dippings. And the explanation is, it's true. It had long been decreed upon Klal Yisrael at the time of the Bris Bein Abasorim, long before Yosef and long before Yaakov and long before the brothers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had foretold this to Avraham Avinu in the Bris Bein Absorim, that your descendants would be Ba'oret Asher Loi Lohem. There is one detail conspicuous by its absence in that promise. And what is that? It does not say which country is the Oretz Asher Loi Lohem. Mitzrayim, which was the worst of the worst, Begashmias uberuchnias, the v'yemoraru es chayeyem ba'avoyda kosha, the sinking of the Klal Yisrael to the 49th Shar HaTumah. Why the country of Mitzrayim? That was confirmed at the time of the Mechiras Yosef. The chait of the Mechiras Yosef was the confirmation that the Oretz Asher Lo Elohem would have to be Mitzrayim. And that's why the dipping of the coat in the blood is the beginning of the Golos. And that's why when Klal Yisrael are finally ready to leave Mitzrayim, let's go back again to that second dipping. What's the Loshon of the Pasuk? V'lokachtem agudas ezoy. What's an aguda? Aguda is the opposite of sinas chinam. Sinas chinam is where everybody stands for himself, non-united. That was the first dipping. The second dipping was a very different dipping in nature. There it was the dipping of Agudas Ezev, a bundle, united. If you indeed you want to be masaking that hate of the Sinas Chinam that precipitated the Mechiras Yosef and ultimately the Golos Mitzrayim, then it's going to take a different type of dipping. A dipping of Agudas Ezev. Agudas Ezev. And that's how Rav Matisyahu answers his initial question. Why is there no mention of Sinas Chinam in the Leil HaSeder? Surely that's what brought about Golos Mitzrayim, that's what brought about Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that's what we're trying to rectify. So why is there no mention of it in the Leil HaSeder? And the answer is, there is a mention. Where is that alluded to? In the double dipping. Onu matvilim shtei pa'omim, two dippings, karpas in the mei melach, moroir in the charoses, the two dippings is in fact a clear remez to the sinas chinam that brought about Golos Mitzrayim and the aguda that ultimately was our ticket out of Mitzrayim. Rav Meir Simcha HaKoyen, the Meshech Chochma, makes a fascinating observation. You will remember that on Yom HaKippurim, the Lashon of the Tefillah is as follows. Ki ato solchon li Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you forgive Klal Yisrael. Umochalon, and you atone, now listen to the words, L'shifte Yeshurun b'choldoir. Ki ato solchon liYisrael. Yisrael is, of course, the traditional terminology for Klal Yisrael. That's what we call Yisrael. So what's this Lashon that we say, and you forgive L'shifte Yeshurun? The Shvatim. Why is that the terminology used as a reference to Klal Yisrael? Besides, isn't the whole Lashon over here a bit of a tautology? Solchan li Yisrael, you forgive Klal Yisrael, and then again, umochalon ashifte Yeshurun, and you forgive Klal Yisrael. Why the double Lashon? And why are we first called Yisrael, and then the shifte Yeshurun? So here comes yet another phenomenal yesod of Rav Meir Simcha HaKoyen. There are two types of averas, as we very well know. Bein Adam lemokoim and Bein Adam lechaveiroi. Says the Meshech Chochma, you need to know that the shoyrish of averas Bein Adam lemokoim forever over all the generations is the Chet Ha'egel. That, of course, was a Chet Bein Adam lemokoim, the Chet of Avodah Zorah. And that's why Chazal tell us that in every generation, whenever tragedy befalls us, ultimately, part of it is in fact a punishment for the Chet Ha'egel. That is the Shoyrish. That is the basis for all Averos Bein Adam Lemokin. Says Rav Meir Simcha, and what is the Shoyrish for all Averos Bein Adam Lechaveroi? Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef. So too, in any generation where we have to be punished for the Chet Ha'egel, parallel to that is, we have to also be punished for the Mechiras Yosef. Why those two Averos? Because those two Averos are the Shoyrish of Bein Adam Lemokoim, those types of Averas. That's the Chet Ha'egel, but also the Shoyrish for all Averos Bein Adam Lechaveroi, and that's the Mechiras Yosef. Come to Yom Kippur now. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. Atonement for what? For both averus. Bein odom l'mokoyim, bein odom l'chaveiroi. As we well know, there were two se'irim, so'ir la'azazel and so'ir la'shem. On the so'ir la'azazel, Chazal tell us that there was a thread that was tied to his head. And the Lashon of the Gemara in Yuma is, it was a thread that was mishkal shtei sloim, that had a weight of shtei sloim. Says Rav Meir Simcha, where else does it say shtei sloim? Says the Gemara in Shabbos, the coat of Yosef weighed shtei sloim. The Sa'ir La'azazel is the tikkun to the shtei sloim, the coat that brought about that Avera, Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. And the Sa'ir La'shem is, of course, Bein Odom L'Mokun. Furthermore, this is just absolutely staggering. The Kapara on the Yom HaKippurim by the Kohen Gadol, the one day a year that he entered the Kodesh Kodshim. Chazal tell us a fascinating thing, that the Beis HaMikdash was essentially situated in the territory of Yehuda. But Chazal teach us that the Kodesh Kodshim actually crossed the border, and the Kodesh Kodshim is actually to be found within the territory of Binyamin. Why did the Kohen Gadol have to enter the territory of Binyamin on Yom HaKippurim? Because Binyamin was the one brother who was not involved in the Mechiras Yosef. That's why, says the Meshech Chochma, now go back to that Lashon. Ki ata solchon leYisrael u'mochalon leshifte Yeshurun. Why the double Lashon? It's obvious now, because there's a double kapora. What is the double kapora? Firstly, ki ata solchon. Where else do we find the lashon of solchon, of slicha? What happened after the ego? Vayomer Hashem solachti kidvorecho. Solchon liYisrael is a reference to the ego, which we said is the father, the shayresh of all averus bein odom l'mokim. But that's not enough. How do we carry on? U'mochalon l'shifte yeshurun. Why a Klal Yisrael referred over here to the shifte yeshurun? Hafla v'fela. It's the Shvatim who sold Yosef. This is a reference to averes which are bein odom l'chaveroi, the sheirish of which is the chait of Mechiras Yosef, carried out by shifte yeshurun. Nifla b'yosa, nifla b'yosa. It's not a double lashon. There are two kaporos for two types of averas. There is the avera of the chet or egel, that's the solchon liYisrael. There's the avera of bein odom l'chaveroi, shayrish of which is the mechiras Yosef, and that is the mochalon leshiftei yeshurun. Rav Matisyahu quotes a mind-blowing piece written in the Kivat Ma'amorim by Rav Elchanan Wasserman. It's so staggering that I have to read the words to you. Hine Yodua, says Rav Elchanan, it is well known, ki Klal Yisrael Soivel, Tomid, over the generations we have suffered, Mi'alilat Dam, that painful chapter of the blood libel, which has reared its ugly head over the course of the generations. Says Rav Elchanan, the whole concept of the blood libel is a dovo niflo. Why? Because we know it's sheker. But even sheker, an accusation which might be blown out of proportion, but surely has some basis, some tiny, minuscule, a grain of truth. But v'hasheker hazeh, But this particular sheker of the alilas dam of the blood libel, ein boy emes afilu mashu. There is no basis, no grain of truth, absolutely no pretext whatsoever. The notion that we would slaughter a Christian child to put the dam in the matzah, there's no such halacha, there's no such minig, there's no such mitzvah. There's no remez to that, there's no basis for it whatsoever. And yet, ubechol zos, and nevertheless, it's miskayim alfei shana. For thousands of years, this keeps on cropping up, the blood libel. How can that be? It's mipilei hashkocha. It's one of the wonders of hashkocha. So how do we explain it? We don't. We leave it to Gedolei Yisrael. Listen to how Rabbi Chanan explains the concept of the blood libel. Bevadai, it is clear to me, says Rabbi Chanan, that the oinesh of the blood libel is mido keneged mido. V'hoyisi oimer, I would say that it is neged the sin of vayitbelu et hakutoines badam. If we, Klal Yisrael, were once upon a time, thousands of years ago, guilty of dipping the coat of Yosef in dam, then that has boomeranged back over the course of the generations. We are also in turn accused of dipping the blood of a goy in our matzahs, and it's mido keneged mido. The blood libel does have a basis of emes. It does have a basis of emes. Albeit that there's no mitzvah, or there's no minhag asash, but nonetheless, the blood libel is based on the very first time in our history that we did indeed dip the coat in the blood that has come back to haunt us. According to the Meshech Chochma, we understand what Rabbi Chanan means. The Mechiras Yosef was not an Avera that once happened, but rather, it's the Avera for which we are still suffering for until today, because it's still with us until today. The dipping of Yosef's coat in the blood, which is the Sheirish of Sinas Chinam, as the Meshech Chochma taught us, it's the sheirish of all averas which are ben odom lechaveroi, is still with us today, and that's why we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, and that's what the blood libel reminds us of. Fascinatingly, says Rabbi Matisyahu in conclusion, when does the blood libel crop up? It's always, of course, Pesach time. Do you know why on Pesach? The answer is, because what else do we do on the Leil HaSeder? There is a minag on Seder nights discussed by the Ramah to have an egg. An egg is always a symbolism of Avelus. Why does Avelus get a mention on Leil Pesach? And the answer is, because the same night of Pesach is the night of Tisha B'Av. Whenever Pesach is, whichever day of the week, the same day as Tisha B'Av. On the night of Pesach, do you know why we're recalling Tisha B'Av? Because we're back in Golos. And as much as we're celebrating the Geula from Mitzrayim, but we look forward to our own Geula, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And it's a time, therefore, to recall Tisha B'Av. The Beis HaMikdash has not yet being restored. It's not enough, however, merely to daven and to hope that the Beis HaMikdash will be restored. We need to actively, as the Chofetz Chaim told us, we need to actively await and rebuild that Beis HaMikdash. And how do we do that? By rectifying the chait that brought about the destruction in the first place. We now understand the whole mahalach of the Leil HaSeder. When we begin and we say, Hoshata Hocha L'Shona Habo B'Yerushalayim, We look forward to Yerushalayim. But we are clearly reminded that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash yet. Do you know why? Because of that dipping. And it's precisely therefore at the time of Pesach, when we are essentially on the one hand celebrating the Geula from Mitzrayim, but also reminding ourselves of Tisha B'Av, that we are in fact reminding ourselves that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why we don't have the Beis HaMikdash is because of Sinas Chinam, because of the Mechiras Yosef. That's why the blood libel always comes about on Pesach. Because the blood libel, as Rabbi Chanan explained, is our oinish for that initial Sinas Chinam, that initial dipping of blood of the Mechiras Yosef that's back to haunt us every year. And that's why it crops up Pesach time. So that first night of Pesach, as much as we are celebrating the Simcha, but we also have Pat Avelus, we have that egg, we have the double dipping. The dipping, first time round, is the Mechiras Yosef. The second time round is, of course, the Agudas Ezoiv, that is the Kapora, that is the Tikkun. Why is there no mention of Sinas Chinam during the Leila Seder? The answer is, there is a mention. And that mention is the double dipping. This is really a synopsis of this incredible piece in the Sefer Matnas Chaim. It really alters or deepens our entire look at the Leil HaSeder. The Leil HaSeder is a concurrent celebration on the one hand of Geulas Mitzrayim, but on the other, the Avelus and the recognition of the fact that the Golus that we are in, which was brought about through Sinas Chinam, which itself is based on the Mechiras Yosef, that's very much still with us. And as long as, therefore, we haven't come around to that second dipping of the Aguda, bringing Klal Yisrael back together, then we're still very much stuck into Golus. And by the way, we know that the Hakdama to the Chag of Pesach is the Chag of Purim. We are actually at the moment in the time of year which Chazal describe as Bein Geula LeGeula. There must clearly be a connection between the two, and there is a connection between the two. And what is that connection? Because Haman accused Klal Yisrael, and he said that there is Am Echad, a nation which is Mefuzar u'Mefoirad. They are scattered, separate, non-unified. How do we rectify that? Came Esther Amalka, and she says, Knois es kol ha-Yehudim, bring all of Klal Yisrael back together again. What are the mitzvahs hayoim on Purim? Mishloach monois, ish le-re'ehu, matonis le-evyoinim. We have Achdus back in Klal Yisrael. That, therefore, is, of course, the Hakdama to Pesach. Pesach, as we mentioned, which is a celebration of the Geula, but it's part of Avelus. Tisha B'Av and Pesach are very much connected. The Hakdama to Pesach has to be a Yom Tov in which we celebrate the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Once upon a time, it was the Shivtei Yeshurun who sold Yosef, and that was the basis of all Averas of Bein Odom LeChaveroi, that first dipping. The Avoda on Pesach is therefore to get back to the second dipping, and that's the Aguda, and that the Hakdama of which is the Chag of Purim, which we are just on the back of, and we look forward now to Pesach. I'll call upon in Va'ifan if we come back now to the pasuk that we began with. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, is being inaugurated. And there are two karbonas, the Seir Izim and the Egel. And the Ramban told us in the name of the Teiras Koyanim that these respond to two Averis. Which two? The Seir Izim is the Mechiras Yosef. And the Egel is, of course, the Egel Hazov. And we ask Why dafka these two averis? But of course now we understand. Because the Beit HaMikdash is a mokim of kapara. Kapara for what? For both types of averis. Bein odom lechaveroi and bein odom lemokim. And didn't the Oros HaMeach teach us that the shayrish of bein odom lemokim is the egel? The shayrish of bein odom lechaveroi is mechiras Yosef. So of course we understand very, very well that when the Beis HaMikdash is being consecrated and we are celebrating the fact that we can now have a kapara through the karbonos, of course it's these two averis which must have a kapara. The mechiras Yosef, the seir izim, and the egel, the chet of the egel. Because those, as it were, are the founding fathers of all averis. All averis either are to be defined as bein odom lemokim, the shoresh of which is the egel, or bein odom lechaveroi, the shoresh of which is mechiras Yosef. So that's why Aaron HaKohen and Klal Yisrael had to bring the seir izim as a kapara for the mechiras Yosef, together with the egel, which was a kapara for the maisa ha'egel. So let us just conclude. This might well be the last shir this zman before Pesach. Hoshata hocha, but l'shona habo b'Yerushalayim. In the zechus of the Chag HaPurim, of the achdus that was brought about through Purim, as we come now to the Chag of Pesach, which was all began with that first dipping, let us be zoicha mitz Hashem to that second dipping, the aguda. May we see in our days HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mekabetz all of Klal Yisrael. In order for that to happen, we need to be mekabetz ourselves and form into an aguda. If that happens, then just like it was in Chodesh Nisan, the initial geula, so too we are told that b'Chodesh Nisan Asidin Ligoel, may that indeed be this coming Chodesh Nisan, b'mheira b'yomenu, Amen.